CBSI in the world, Bob Zimmerman, behind the Black's 12th anniversary, because it's just in time to celebrate with Bob. Your donations and subscriptions are extremely well appreciated. The ambition at SpaceX Boca Chica to launch Starship Heavy on top of Super Heavy. But now, what Bob is guiding me to is a boom. What happened, Bob?
Yes, they had the Super Heavy prototype, number 7, on the launch pad now for several weeks. And they've been doing a variety of tanking tests and launch countdown tests of that Super Heavy booster. It's got 33 engines at its base, Raptor engines, the most powerful rocket engine ever made. At some point, they're hoped in the next week or so to do a static fire test. They do a launch down, fuel the thing entirely, get to T-minus zero, light the engines for a second or two, and then turn them off. That's what they hope to do. But early this week, while doing these various tanking and fueling tests, something went wrong. I've got video on Behind the Black of this. You can see it go boom. And what appears to happen is, and this is an unexpected, unplanned boom. What appears to happen is they are in the process of venting and putting fuel into the tanks, and something at the base of the rocket explodes, goes boom. When the smoke clears, the rocket and the launch pad seems relatively undamaged. So I suspect, and I do not have this confirmed, that what happened is that we had a catastrophic failure of one or more engines at the base of the rocket. That's a guess on my part. We'll know more. How badly damaged this booster is also unknown. It doesn't look that bad, but it could very well be. They have to not only pinpoint what went wrong, but the SpaceX engineers have to determine whether or not the booster can be used in the orbital flight. If it cannot be used, they've got booster number 8, prototype number 8, standing by, and they could roll that out and use that instead. So there'll be a little delay, but not a great delay. They might decide to see what's wrong and try to use this booster anyway, and if that's the case, there might be a longer delay because they got to make sure it's working. But either way, something went wrong because they have a high production rate. And this gets back to another story I did this weekend. Elon Musk gave another tour at Boca Chica, and this tour was specifically a tutorial by Elon Musk about these Raptor engines that exploded at the bottom of Super Heavy, John. And he talks about how the reason they can live with failures, he said that they had between 20 and 30 Raptor engines explode during the development stage, and they melted the chambers, the burn chambers, of another 50. So if they had a failure during this test right here, this would be just off the course. They produce a lot of them. As Musk noted, quote, a high production rate solves many ills, close quote. In other words, by building a lot and having a lot, another prototype ready, you can live with failure. And that's good because you can then use the failure to figure out how to fix things and make it better. And so they calculate failure into their development stage, and this is an example of it, John. Very cool.
Starlink, SpaceX. I have Starlink, and it works perfectly. And Dish Network is unhappy. Why, Bob? What is Dish Network to Starlink?
Dish Network is a direct competitor to Starlink, and it is challenged very badly by Starlink. Dish Network is a ground-based, it's not ground-based entirely. It's got satellites in geosynchronous orbit that provides service both on the ground as well as using satellites to provide internet capability and phone capability. Well, there's a battle going on between them and Starlink and OneWeb and others for several frequencies, and they've been arguing with the FCC about whether or not 5G will interfere with each other if they're doing this stuff. And the Dish Network has been making demands of the FCC to shut Starlink down. SpaceX has been challenging this. I have no idea what's going to come out, but so far the FCC's come out on the side of SpaceX every single time. At the same time last week, SpaceX announced that it's now offering Starlink to boat owners. When you're moving on a boat, you can now get Starlink. It is a bit more expensive than the ground-based stuff that you have, John, at your house. Well, you pay mine about $110 a month. You're going to pay $5,000 a month for Starlink Maritime. But they now offer it, so it's available. Go for it if you want it.
Now, India, space debris tracking facility. What a good idea. Where?
This is in India. India's space agency, ISRO, announced the inauguration of its own space debris tracking facility. They call it the System for Safe and Sustainable Operation. It's in Bengaluru in India. It's essentially similar to the Space Force's Space Command Center in Colorado that the U.S. military provides data on potential in-orbit collisions from space junk and satellites to the world, and has for many decades. The U.S. has been doing this, the military has been doing this for everybody. But India wants its own capability, so it knows what's going on in orbit. And I think that's really interesting. I think part of this has to do with them trying to be self-reliant and not depend on the resources of others. And I think also they're doing it to give ISRO something else to do while they transfer their commercial space operations to the private sector.
Bob Zimmerman, 12th anniversary of Behind the Black. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,